The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 18, Prithu Maharaj Milks the Planet Earth. Text 1, Maitreya Vacha, Itam Prithum Abhist Duya Rusha Prasparita Danam Punar Ahar Vanirbita Samstabhyatmanam Atmana. Synonyms: Maitreya Vacha, the great saint Maitreya continued to speak. Itam thus, Prithum unto King Prithu, Abhistuya, after offering prayers, Rusa in anger, Prasparita, trembling, Adharam, his lips. Puna again, aha, she said, Avani, the planet Earth, Bita in fear, Samstabhya, after settling, Atmanam, the mind, Atmana, by the intelligence. Translation: The great saint Maitreya continued to address Vidura. My dear Vidura, at that time, after the planet Earth finished her prayers, King Prithu was still not pacified, and his lips trembled in great anger. Although the planet Earth was frightened, she made up her mind and began to speak as follows in order to convince the king. Text 2. Saniya cha bibo manyum nirobdha shravitam chame shravata sharamadate yata madhu karo badu. Synonyms: Sanicha, please pacify Abhibo, O king. Manyum, anger. Niboda, try to understand. Shravitam, what is said. Cha, also, me, by me. Sarvata, from everywhere. Saram, the essence. Adate, takes. Yata, as. Madhu, Kara, the bumblebee, Buddha, an intelligent person. Translation: My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently what I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Text 3. Asmi loke tava musnim munibis tatu darshibi drishta yoga prayuktascha pumsam shreya prasideye. Synonyms: Asmin, in this, loke, duration of life. Atava, or musmin, in the next life. Munibi, by the great sages. Tatva, the truth. Darshibi, by those who have seen it. Drishta, prescribed. Yoga methods. Prayukta, applied. Cha, also. Pumsam, of the people in general. Shreya, benefit. Prasidaye, in the matter of obtaining. Translation: To benefit of all human society, not only in this life but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. Purport: Vedic civilization takes advantage of the perfect knowledge presented in the Vedas and presented by great sages and brahmanas for the benefit of human society. Vedic injunctions are known as Shruti, and the additional supplementary presentations of these principles, as given by the great sages, are known as Smriti. They follow the principles of Vedic instruction. Human society should take advantage of the instructions from both Shruti and Smriti. If one wants to advance in spiritual life, he must take these instructions and follow the principles. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one poses himself as advanced in spiritual life, but does not refer to the Shrutis and Smritis, he is simply a disturbance in society. One should follow the principles laid down in Shrutis and Smritis, not only in one's spiritual life, but in material life as well. As far as human society is concerned, it should follow the Manusmriti as well, for these are laws given by Manu, the father of mankind. In the Manusmriti, it is stated that a woman should not be given independence, but should be given protection by her father, husband, and elderly sons. In all circumstances, a woman should remain dependent upon some guardian. Presently, women are given full independence like men, but actually we can see that such independent women are no happier than those women who are placed under guardians. If people follow the injunctions given by the great sages, Shrutis and Smritis, they can actually be happy both in this life and the next. Unfortunately, rascals are manufacturing so many ways and means to be happy. Everyone is inventing so many methods. Consequently, human society has lost the standard ways of life, both materially and spiritually, and as a result, people are bewildered and there is no peace or happiness in this world. Although they are trying to solve the problems of human society in the United Nations, they are still baffled. Because they do not follow the liberated instructions of the Vedas, they are unhappy. Two significant words are used in this verse are asmin and amusmin. Asmin means in this life, and amusmin means in the next life. Unfortunately, in this age, even exalted professors and learned men believe that there is no next life and that everything is finished in this life. Since they are rascals and fools, what advice can they give? Still, they are passing as learned scholars and professors. In this verse, the word amusmin is very explicit. It is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will have a profitable next life. Just as a boy is educated in order to become happy later, one should be educated in this life in order to attain an eternal and prosperous life after death. It is therefore essential that people follow what is given in the Shrutis and Smritis to make sure that the human mission is successful. Text 4. Tan astatistati yasamyag upayan purvadarshitam avara shradayau peta upayan vindate nijasa. Synonyms: tan, those, aristati, follow, ya, anyone who, samyak, completely, upayan, principles, purva, formerly, darshitan, instructed, avara, inexperienced, shraya, with faith, upeta, being situated, upayan, the fruits of activities, vindate, enjoys, anjasa, very easily. Translation: one who follows the principles and instructions enjoined by the great sages of the past can utilize these instructions for practical purposes. Such a person can very easily enjoy life and pleasures. Purport: the Vedic principles, Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta, urge us to follow in the footsteps of great liberated souls. In this way, we can receive benefit both in this life and the next, and we can also improve our material life. By following the principles laid down by great sages and saints of the past, we can very easily understand the aim of all life. The word avara, meaning, quote, inexperienced, end quote, is very significant in this verse. Every conditioned soul is inexperienced. Everyone is abodajata, born a fool and rascal. In democratic government, at the present moment, all kinds of fools and rascals are making decisions. But what can they do? What is the result of their legislation? They enact something today just to whimsically repeal it tomorrow. One political party utilizes a country for one purpose, and the next moment another political party forms a different type of government and nullifies all the laws and regulations. This process of chewing the chewed, puna punas charvita charvananam, will never make human society happy. In order to make all human society happy and prosperous, we should accept the standard methods given by liberated persons. Text 5. Tanadad anadrita yo vidvan arta arabate sayam tasya vyabicharanti arta arabdas chapunapana. Synonyms: tan, those, anuditya, neglecting, ya, anyone who, avidat, van, rascal, artan, schemes, arabate, begins, svayam, personally, tasya, his, vyabicharanti, does not become successful, arta, purposes, arabda, attempted, cha, and, puna, puna, again and again. Translation, a foolish person who manufactures his own ways and means through mental speculation does not recognize the authority of the sages who lay down unimpeachable directions, is simply unsuccessful again and again in his attempts. Purport. At the present moment, it has become fashionable to disobey the unimpeachable directions given by the acharyas and liberated souls of the past. Presently, people are so fallen that they cannot distinguish between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. A conditioned soul is hampered by four defects. He is sure to commit mistakes. He is sure to become illusioned. He has a tendency to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. Consequently, he will have to take direction from liberated persons. This Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead via persons who are strictly following his instructions. Although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he follows the Supreme Liberated Personality of Godhead, his actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of the material nature. Lord Chaitanya therefore says, quote, by my order, you may become a spiritual master, end quote. One can immediately become a spiritual master by having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following his instructions. Materialistic men are not interested in taking directions from a liberated person, but they are very much interested in their own concocted ideas, which make them repeatedly fail in their attempts. Because the entire world is now following the imperfect directions of conditioned souls, humanity is completely bewildered. Text 6. Purashtrista hi osadayo brahmana va visampate bujyamana mayadrishta asabdir aditavratai. Synonyms. Pura, in the past, Shrista created, he certainly, osadaya, herbs and fruit grains, brahmana by Lord Brahma. Ya, all of those which visampate, O king, bujyamana, being enjoyed, maya, by me, drishta, seen, asabdi, by non-devotees, adritavratai, devoid of all spiritual activities. Translation, my dear king, the seeds, roots, herbs, and grains, which were created by Lord Brahma in the past, are now being used by non-devotees who are devoid of all spiritual understanding. Purport, Lord Brahma created this material world for the use of the living entities, but it was created according to a plan that all living entities who might come into it to dominate it for sense gratification would be given directions by Lord Brahma in the Vedas so that they might ultimately leave it and return home back to Godhead. All the necessities grown on earth, namely the fruits, flowers, trees, grains, animals, and animal byproducts, were created for use in sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. However, the planet Earth in the shape of a cow herein submits that all these utilities are being used by non-devotees who have no plans for spiritual understanding. Although there are immense potencies within the Earth for the production of grains, fruits, and flowers, this production is checked by the Earth itself when it is misused by non-devotees who have no spiritual goals. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything can be used for his satisfaction. Things should not be used for the sense gratification of the living entities. This is the whole plan of material nature according to the directions of this material nature. In this verse, the words Ashadibi and Adritavratai are important. The word Ashabdi refers to the non-devotees. The non-devotees have been described in Bhagavad Gita as Duskritana, miscreants, mudhas, asses or rascals, Naradama, lowest of mankind, and Maya Prakritigyan, those who have lost their knowledge to the power of the illusory energy. All these persons are Asat, non-devotees. Non-devotees are also called Griyavrata, whereas the devotee is called Dhritavrata. The whole Vedic plan is that the misguided conditioned souls who have come to lord it over material nature should be trained to become Dhritavrata. This means that they should take a vow to satisfy their senses or enjoy material life only by satisfying the senses of the Supreme Lord. Activities intended to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Lord Krishna are called Krishnarthe Kila Chetasa. This indicates that one can attempt all kinds of work, but one should do so to satisfy Krishna. This is described in Bhagavad Gita as yajna tat karma. The word yajna indicates Lord Vishnu. We should work only for his satisfaction in modern times, Kali Yuga. However, people have forgotten Vishnu altogether, and they conduct their activities for sense gratification. Such people will gradually become poverty-stricken, for they cannot use things which are to be enjoyed by the Supreme Lord for their own sense gratification. If they continue like this, there will ultimately be a state of poverty, and no grains, fruits, or flowers will be produced. Instead, it is stated in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam that at the end of Kali Yuga, people will be so polluted that there will no longer be any grains, wheat, sugarcane, or milk. Text 7. Apalitana dritacha bhavadbir lokapalakai chori bhutte talokeham yagnarte grasam osadi. Synonyms: apalita, without being taken care of, anadrita, being neglected, cha, also, bhavadbi, like your good self, lokapalakai, by the governors or kings, chori bhutte, going beset, being beset by thieves, atta, therefore, loke, in this world, aham, I, yagnarte, for the purpose of performing sacrifices, agarsam, have hidden, osadi, all the herbs and grains. Translation: my dear king, not only are herbs and grains being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals, or who have turned into thieves for using grains for sense gratification. Consequently, I have hidden all these seeds, which were meant for the performance of sacrifice. Purport: that which happened during the time of Prithu Maharaj and his father, King Vena, is also happening at this present moment. A huge arrangement exists for the production of large-scale industrial and agricultural products, but all these products are meant for sense gratification. Therefore, despite such productive capacities, there is scarcity because the world's population is full of thieves. The word chori bhutti indicates that the population is turned to thievery. According to Vedic understanding, men are transformed into thieves when they plan economic development for sense gratification. It is also explained in Bhagavad Gita that if one eats food grains without offering them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yaga, he is a thief and is liable to be punished. According to spiritual communism, all properties on the surface of the globe belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The population has a right to use goods only after offering them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the process of accepting prasad. Unless one eats prasad, he is certainly a thief. It is the duty of governors and kings to punish such thieves and maintain the world nicely. If this is not done, grains will no longer be produced and people will simply starve. Indeed, not only will people be obliged to eat less, but they will kill one another and eat each other's flesh. They are already killing animals for flesh, so when there will no longer be grains, vegetables, and fruit, they will kill their own sons and fathers and eat their flesh for sustenance. Text 8. Nunam ta virudakshina mayi kalena buyasa tatra yogena distena bhavan adatum arati. Synonyms: nunam, therefore, ta, those, viruda, herbs and grains, kshina, deteriorated, mayi, within me, kalena, in course of time, buyasa, very much, tatra, therefore, yogena, by proper means, dustena, acknowledged, bhavan, your majesty, adatum, to take, arati, ought. Translation: due to being stalked for a very long time, all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore, you should immediately arrange to take these seeds out by the standard process which is recommended by the acharyas or shastras. Purport: when there is a scarcity of grain, the government should follow the prescribed methods in the shastras and approved by the acharyas. Thus, there will be sufficient production of grains and food scarcity and famine can be checked. Bhagavad Gita recommends that we perform yaga sacrifices. By the performance of yaga, sufficient clouds gather in the sky, and when there are sufficient clouds, there is also sufficient rainfall. In this way, agricultural matters are taken care of. When there is sufficient grain production, the general populace eats the grains, and animals like cows, goats, and other domestic animals eat the grasses and grains also. According to this arrangement, human beings should perform the sacrifices recommended in the Shastras, and if they do so, there will no longer be food scarcity. In Kali Yuga, the only sacrifice recommended is Sankirtan Jaga. In this verse, there are two significant words, Yogena, by the approved method, and Dristena, as exemplified by the former Acharyas, end quote. One is mistaken if he thinks that by applying modern machines such as tractors, grains can be produced. If one goes to a desert and uses a tractor, there is still no possibility of producing grains. We may adopt various means, but it is essential to know that the Earth planet will stop producing grains if sacrifices are not performed. The Earth has already explained that because non-devotees are enjoying the production of food, she has reserved food seeds for the performance of sacrifice. Now, of course, atheists will not believe that this in this spiritual method of producing grains, but whether they believe or not, the fact remains that we are not independent to produce grains by mechanical means. As far as the approved method is concerned, it is enjoined in the Shastras that intelligent men in this age will take to the Sankirtan movement, and by doing so they shall worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, whose bodily complexion is golden and who always is accompanied by his confidential devotees to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. In its present condition, the world can only be saved by introducing this Sankirtan, this Krishna consciousness movement. As we have learned from the previous verse, one who is not in Krishna consciousness is considered a thief. Even though he may be materially very advanced, a thief cannot be placed in a comfortable position. A thief is a thief, and he is punishable. Because people are without Krishna consciousness, they have become thieves, and consequently they are being punished by the laws of material nature. No one can check this, not even by introducing so many relief funds and humanitarian institutions. Lest the people of the world take to Krishna consciousness, there will be scarcity of food and much suffering. Texts 9 through 10. Vatsam kalpaya me vira yenaham vatsala tava dokshe kshira mayan kamam anurupam chadohanam dogharam cha mahabaho Bhutanam Bhutabhavana Anam Upisitam Urjasvad Bhagavan Vanchate Yadi. Synonyms: Vatsam, a calf, Kalpaya, arrange, may for me, Vira, O hero, Yena, by which aham I, Vatsala, affectionate Tava, your Dokshe, shall fulfill, Kshiramayan, in the form of milk, Kamam, desired necessities, Anurupam, according to different living entities, cha also, dohanam, milking pot, dogharam, milkman, cha also, mahabaho, O mighty armed one, bhutanam, of all living entities, bhutabhavana, O protector of the living entities, anam, food grains, ipsitam, desired, urjasvat, nourishing, Bhagavan, your worshipable self, vanchate, desires, yadi, if. Translation: O great hero, protector of living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them with sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose, and a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate toward my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Purport. These are nice instructions for milking a cow. The cow must first have a calf, so that out of affection for the calf, she will voluntarily give sufficient milk. There must also be an expert milkman and a suitable pot in which to keep the milk. Just as a cow cannot deliver sufficient milk without being affectionate to her calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without being feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. Even though the earth's being in the shape of a cow may be taken figuratively, the meaning herein is very explicit. Just as a calf can derive milk from a cow, all living entities, including animals, birds, bees, and reptiles, and aquatics, can receive their respective foods from the planet Earth, provided that human beings are not asat or adritavrata. As we have previously discussed, when human society becomes asat or ungodly or devoid of Krishna consciousness, the entire world suffers. If human beings are well behaved, animals will also receive sufficient food and be happy. The ungodly human being, ignorant of his duty to give protection and food to the animals, kills them to compensate for the insufficient production of grains. Thus, no one is satisfied, and that is the cause for the present condition in today's world. Text 11. Samam chakuru mam rajan deva vristam yatapaya apartav apibhadram te upavarte tame bibo. Synonym: samam, equally level, cha, also, kuru, make, mam, me, rajan, O king, deva vrishtam, fallen as rain by the mercy of King Indra, yata, so that, paya, water, aparato, when the rainy season has ceased, api, even, badram, auspiciousness, te, unto you, apavarteta, can remain, me, on me, vibho, O Lord. Translation: my dear king, may I inform you that you have to make the entire surface of the earth of the globe level. This will help me even when the rainy season has ceased. Rainfall comes by the mercy of King Indra. Rainfall will remain on the surface of a globe, always keeping the earth moistened, and thus it will be auspicious for all kinds of production. Purport: King Indra of the heavenly planets is in charge of throwing thunderbolts and giving rainfall. Generally, thunderbolts are thrown on the top of hills in order to break them to pieces. As these pieces are spread asunder in due course of time, the surface of the globe gradually becomes fit for agriculture. Level land is especially conducive to the production of grain. Thus, the Earth planet requested Maharaj Prithu to level the surface of the earth, breaking up the high land and mountains. Text 12. Iti priyam hitam vakyam bhuva adaya bhupati vatsam kritva manum panav adudhat sakalausadi. Synonyms: iti, thus, priyam, pleasing, hitam, beneficial, vakyam, words, bhuva, of the earth, adaya, taking into consideration, bhupati, the king, vatsam, calf, kritva, making, manum, svayambhuva manu, pano, in his hands, aduhat, milked, asakala, all, osadi, herbs and grains. Translation: after hearing the auspicious and pleasing words of the planet Earth, the king accepted them. He then transformed Svayambhuva Manu into a calf and milked all the herbs and grains from the earth in the form of a cow, keeping them in his cupped hands. Text 13. Tatapare cha sarvatra sarva arsaram adate buddha tatonye cha yatakaman duduhu pritam bhavitam. Synonyms: tata, so, apare, others, cha, also, sarvatra, everywhere, saram, the essence, adate, took, buddha, the intelligent class of men, tata, thereafter, anye, others, cha, also, yatakamam, as much as they desired, dunduhu, milked, Prithu Bhavitam, the planet Earth, controlled by Prithu Maharaj. Synonyms: others who were as intelligent as King Prithu also took the essence out of the earthly planet. Indeed, everyone took this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of King Prithu to get whatever he desired from planet Earth. Report: this planet Earth is also called Vasundara. The word Vasu means wealth, and Dara means one who holds. All creatures within the earth fulfill all the necessities required for human beings, and all living creatures can be taken out of the earth by the proper means. As suggested by the planet Earth, they accepted and initiated by King Prithu, whatever is taken from the earth, either from the mines, from the surface of the globe, or from the atmosphere, should always be considered the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and should be used for Yaga, Lord Vishnu. As soon as this process of Yaga is stopped, the earth will withhold all productions, vegetables, fruit, trees, flowers, plants, and other agricultural products and minerals. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the process of yoga was instituted from the beginning of creation. By the regular performance of yoga, the equal distribution of wealth, and the restriction of sense gratification, the entire world will be made peaceful and prosperous. As already mentioned, in this age of Kali, the simple performance of Sankirtan Jaga, the holding of festivals as initiated by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should be introduced in every town and village. Intelligent men should encourage the performance of Sankirtan Jaga by their personal behavior. This means that they should follow the process of austerity by restricting themselves from illicit sex life, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication. If the intelligent men or the brahmanas of society would follow the rules and regulations, certainly the entire face of this present world, which is in such chaotic condition, would change and people would be happy and prosperous. Text 14. Rashiyo duduhur devim indriyeshavata samtama vatsam brihaspatim kritva payas chandom mayam suchi. Synonyms: Rishaya, the great sages, Dinduhu, milked, Devim, the earth, Indriyeshu, in the senses, Ata, then, Samata, Asatama, O Vidura, Vatsam, the calf, Brihaspatim, the sage, Brihaspati, Kritva, making, Paya, milk, Chandamayam, in the form of the Vedic hymns, Shuti, pure. Translation: all the great sages transformed Brihaspati into a calf, and making the senses into a pot, they milked all kinds of Vedic knowledge to purifying words, mind, and hearing. Purport: Brihaspati is the priest of the heavenly planets. Vedic knowledge was received in logical order by the great sages through Brihaspati for the benefit of human society, not only on this planet, but throughout the universes. In other words, Vedic knowledge is considered one of the necessities for human society. If human society remains satisfied simply by taking grains from the planet Earth, as well as other necessities for maintaining the body, society will not be sufficiently prosperous. Humanity must have food for the mind and ear, as well as for the purpose of vibration. As far as transcendental vibrations are concerned, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Kali Yuga, if this Vedic Maha Mantra is chanted regularly and heard regularly by the devotional process of Shravanam Kirtanam, it will purify all societies, and thus humanity will be made happy both materially and spiritually. Text 15. Kritva vatsam shuragana indram somam adudanam daham hiran mayena patrena viram ojo balam paya. Synonyms: kritva, making, vatsam, the calf, shuragana, the demigods, indram, Indra, the king of heaven, somam, nectar, aduduhan, they milked out, hiranya mayena, golden, patrena, with a pot, viryan, mental power, oja, strength of the senses, balam, strength of the body, paya, milk. Translation: all the demigods made Indra, the king of heaven, into a calf, and from the earth they milked the beverage soma, which is nectar. Thus they became very powerful in mental speculation and bodily and sensual strength. Purport: in this verse, the word soma means nectar. Soma is a kind of beverage made in the heavenly planets, from the moon to the kingdom of the demigods in the various higher planetary systems. By drinking this soma beverage, the demigods become more powerful mentally and increase their sensual power and bodily strength. The words hiram mayena patrena indicates that this soma beverage is not an ordinary intoxicating liquor. The demigods would not touch any kind of liquor. So, nor is soma a kind of drug. It is a different kind of beverage available in the heavenly planets. Soma is far different from the liquors made for demoniac people, as explained in the next verse. Text 16. Daita danava vatsam praladam asharasabam vidyaya dudu ham kshiram aya patre sarasabam. Synonyms: Daiteya, the sons of Diti, Danava, demons, Vatsam, the calf, Praladam, Pralad Maharaj, Asura, demon, Rishabham, the chief, Vidhaya making Adhunduhan. They milked out Kshira milk, Aya iron patre in a pot, Sura liquor, Asavam fermented liquids like beer. Translation: the sons of Diti and the demons transformed Prahlad Maharaj, who was born in an Asura family, into a calf, and they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer, which they put into a pot made of iron. Purport: the demons also have their own types of beverages in the form of liquors and beers, just as the demigods use somaras for their drinking purposes. The demons born of Diti take great pleasure in drinking wine and beer. Even today, people of demonic nature are very much addicted to liquor and beer. The name of Prahlad Maharaj is very significant in this connection. Because Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of demons as the son of Hiranyakashipu, by his mercy the demons were and still able to have their drinks in the form of wine and beer. The word aya, iron, is very significant. Whereas the nectarian soma was put into a golden pot, the liquors and beers were put in an iron pot. Because the liquor and beer are inferior, they are placed in an iron pot, and because soma rasa is superior, it is placed in a golden pot. Text 17. Gandharva sa suraso dukshan patre padman maye paspaya vatsam vishvava sum kritva Gandharva Madhu Sobhagam. Synonyms: Gandharva, the inhabitants of the Gandharva planet. Apsarasa, the inhabitants of the Apsara planet. Adukshan, milked out, patre, in a pot. Padmamaya, made of a lotus, paya, milk. Vatsam, calf. Vishvavasum, of the name Vishvavasu. Kritva, making Gandharvam songs, Madhu sweet. Sobhagam, beauty. Translation: the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka and Apsara Loka made Vishvavasu into a calf, and they drew the milk into a lotus flower pot. The milk took the shape of sweet musical art and beauty. Text 18. Vatsena Pitaro Yamna Kvayam Sharam Adukshata Ama Patre Mahabhaga Shridaya Shraddadevata. Synonyms: Vatsena, by the calf. Pitara, the inhabitants of Prithviloka. Aryamna, by the god of Prithviloka, Aryama. Kavyam, offering of food to ancestors. Kshiram, milk. Adukshata, took out. Amapatre, into an unbaked earthen pot. Mahabhaga, the greatly fortunate. Shraddhaya, with great faith. Shraddadevata, the demigods presiding over the Shraddha ceremonies in honor of deceased relatives. Translation: the fortunate inhabitants of Prithviloka who reside over the funeral ceremonies made Aryama into a calf. With great faith, they milked kavya, food offered to the ancestors, into an unbaked earthen pot. Purport: in Bhagavad Gita 9.25, it is said, Pritrinyanti Pritrivrta. Those who are interested in family welfare are called Pritrivrta. There is a planet called Prithviloka, and the predominating deity of that planet is called Aryama. Here, he is somewhat of a demigod, and by satisfying him, one can help ghostly family members develop a gross body. Those who are very sinful and attached to their house, family, village, or country do not receive a gross body made of material elements, but remain in a subtle body composed of mind, intelligence, and ego. Those who live in such subtle bodies are called ghosts. This ghostly position is very painful because a ghost has intelligence, mind, and ego and wants to enjoy material life, but because he doesn't have a gross material body, he can only create disturbance for want of material satisfaction. It is the duty of family members, especially the son, to offer oblations to the demigod Aryama or to Lord Vishnu. From time immemorial in India, the son of a dead man goes to Gaia, and at a Vishnu temple up there offers oblations for the benefit of his ghostly father. It is not that everyone's father becomes a ghost, but the oblations of Pinda are offered to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu so that if a family member happens to become a ghost, he will be favored with a gross body. However, if one is habituated to taking the prasad of Lord Vishnu, there is no chance of his becoming a ghost or anything lower than a human being. In Vedic civilization, there is a performance called Shraddha, by which food is offered with faith and devotion. If one offers oblations with faith and devotion, either to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu or to his representative in Pratiloka Ariyama, one's forefathers will attain material bodies to enjoy whatever material enjoyment is due them. In other words, they will not have to become ghosts. Text 19. Prakalpya vatsam kapilam siddha sankalpana mayin Siddhim nabhasi vidyam cha, necha vidyara vidyadara daya. Synonyms. Prakalpya, appointing vatsam, the calf, kapilam, the great sage Kapila, siddha, the inhabitants of siddhaloka, sankalpana mayim, proceeding from will, siddhim, yogic perfection, nabhasi, in the sky, vidyam, knowledge, cha also, yea, those who, cha also, vididhara adaya, the inhabitants of vididhara loka, and so on. Translation, after this, the inhabitants of siddha loka, as well as the inhabitants of vididhara loka, transformed the great sage Kapila into a calf, and making the whole sky into a pot, they milked out specific yogic mystic powers, beginning with anima. Indeed, the inhabitants of vididhara loka required the art of flying in the sky. Report. The inhabitants of both Siddhaloka and Vididharaloka are naturally endowed with mystic yogic powers by which they can not only fly in outer space without a vehicle, but can also fly from one planet to another simply by exerting their will. Just as fish can swim within water, the inhabitants of Vididharaloka can swim in the ocean of air. As far as the inhabitants of Siddhaloka are concerned, they are endowed with all mystic powers. Yogis of this planet practice the eightfold yogic mysticism, namely Yama Niyama, Asana Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. By regularly practicing the yogic processes one after another, the yogis attain various perfections. They can become smaller than the smallest, heavier than the heaviest, etc. They can even manufacture a planet, get whatever they like, and control whatever man they want. All the residents of Siddhaloka are naturally endowed with these mystic yogic powers. It is certainly a very wonderful thing to see a person on this planet flying in the sky without a vehicle, but in Vidyadharaloka, such flying is commonplace as a bird's flying in the sky. Similarly, in Siddhaloka, all the inhabitants are great yogis, perfect in mystic powers. The name of Kapila Muni is significant in this verse because he was the expounder of the Shankhya philosophical system, and his father, Kardama Muni, was a great yogi and mystic. Indeed, Kardama Muni prepared a great airplane, which was as large as a small town, and had various gardens, palatial buildings, servants, and maidservants. With all this paraphernalia, Kapila Dev's mother, Devahuti, and his father, Kardama Muni, traveled all over the universes and visited different planets. Text 20. Anyecha maino mayam antarbana bhutatmanam mayam prakalpya vatsam te dudurhur dharana mayam. Synonyms. Anye, others, cha, also, mayina, mystic magicians, mayam, mystic powers, antardana, disappearing, adbhuta, wonderful, atmanam, of the body, mayam, demon named Maya, prakalpya, making, vatsam, the calf, te, they, duduhu, milked out, daryanamayim, proceeding from will. Translation. Others also, the inhabitants of planets known as Kimpurusha Loka, made the demon Maya into a calf, and they milked out mystic powers by which one can disappear immediately from another's vision and appear again in a different form. Purport. It is said that the inhabitants of Kimpurusha Loka can perform many wonderful mystic demonstrations. In other words, they can exhibit as many wonderful things as one can imagine. The inhabitants of this planet can do whatever they like or whatever they imagine. Such powers are also mystic powers. The possession of such mystic power is called Ishita. The demons generally learn such mystic powers by the practice of yoga. In the Dashama Skanda, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a vivid description of how the demons appear before Krishna in various wonderful forms. For instance, Bakasura appeared before Krishna and his coward boyfriends as a gigantic crane. While present on this planet, Lord Krishna had to fight with many demons who could exhibit many wonderful mystic powers of the Kimpurusha Loka. Although the inhabitants of Kimpurusha Loka are naturally endowed with such powers, one can attain these powers on this planet by performing different yogic practices. Text 21. Raksha Rakshami Bhutani Pishacha Pisitasana Bhutesha Vatsa Dunduhu Kapale Kshata Jasavam. Synonyms: Yaksha, the Yakshas, the descendants of Kuvera, Yakshami, the Rakshasas, meat eaters, Bhutani, ghosts, Pisacha, witches, Pisita Asana, those who are all habituated to eating flesh, Budesha, Lord Shiva's incarnation, Rudra, Vatsa, whose calf, Duduha, milked out, Kupale, in a pot of skulls, Shataja, blood, Asavam, a fermented beverage. Translation. Then the Yakshas, Rakshasas, ghosts, and witches who are habituated to eating flesh transformed Lord Shiva's incarnation Rudra, Bhutanath, into a calf and milked out beverages made of blood and put them in a pot made of skulls. Purport. There are some types of living entities in the form of human beings whose living conditions and eatables are most abominable. Generally, they eat flesh and fermented blood, which is mentioned in this verse as chatajavasam savam. The leaders of such degraded men are known as yakshas, rakshasas, bhutas, and pishachas, are all in the mode of ignorance. They have been placed under the control of Rudra. Rudra is the incarnation of Lord Shiva and is in charge of the mode of ignorance and material nature. Another name for Lord Shiva is Bhutanath, meaning master of ghosts. Rudra was born from between Brahma's eyes when Brahma was very angry at the four Kumars. Text 22. Tatahayo dandakshuka sarpanagas chatakshakam vidhaya vatsam duduhur bila patre visham paya. Synonyms: tata, similarly, abhaya, snakes without hoods, dandashuka, scorpions, sharpa, cobras, naga, big snakes, and Takshakam, Takshaka, chief of the snakes, Vidhaya, making Vatsam, calf, Duduhu, milked out, Bilapatre, in the pot of snake holes, Visham, poison, Paya, as milk. Translation. Thereafter, cobras and snakes without hoods, large snakes, scorpions, and many other poisonous animals took poison out of the planet Earth as their milk and kept this poison in snake holes. They made a calf out of Takshaka. Purport. Within this material world, there are various types of living entities, and different types of reptiles and scorpions mentioned in this verse are also provided with their sustenance by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The point is that everyone is making his eatables from the Earth planet. According to one's association with the material qualities, one develops a certain type of character. Paya Panam Bhujanganam. If one feeds a serpent milk, the snake will simply increase his venom. However, if one supplies milk to a talented sage or saint, this sage will develop finer brain tissues in which he can contemplate higher spiritual life. Thus, the Lord is supplying everyone food, but according to the living entity's association with the modes of material nature, the living entity develops a specific character. Texts 23 and 24. Pashavo yuvasham kshiram vatsam kritva chagol risham anranya patre chadhukshan mrigendrena chadamstrina kravyada prayiv na kravyam duduhu sve kaleshvare suparna vatsa vihagas charam charam evacha. Synonyms: prasava, cattle, yavasam, green grasses, chiram, milk, vatsam, the calf, kritva, making, cha, also govar, risham, the bull carrier of Lord Shiva, aranyapatre, in the pot of the forest, cha, also udukshan, milked out, mriga, indrena, by the lion, cha, and dumstrina, animals with sharp teeth, kravya ada, animals who eat raw flesh, pranina, living entities, kravyam, flesh, daduhu, took out sve own, kalevare, in the pot of their bali, suparna, garuda, vatsa, whose calf, vihaga, the birds, charam, moving living entities, cha, also, acharam, non-moving living entities, eva, certainly, cha, also. Translation: the four-legged animals, like the cows, made a calf out of the bull who carries Lord Shiva, and made a milking pot out of the forest. Thus they got green, fresh green grasses to eat. Ferocious animals like tigers transformed a lion into a calf, and thus they were able to get flesh for milk. The birds made a calf out of Garuda and took milk from the planet Earth in the form of moving insects and non-moving plants and grasses. Purport: there are many carnivorous birds descended from Garuda, the winged carrier of Lord Vishnu. Indeed, there is a particular type of bird that is very fond of eating monkeys, and eagles are fond of eating goats. Of course, many birds eat only fruits and berries. Therefore, the words charam, referring to moving animals, and acharam, referring to grasses, fruits, and vegetables, are mentioned in this verse. Text 25. Vata vatsa vanaspatyaya pratag rasamanyam paya gireyo himavad vatsa nanadatun svasanushu. Synonyms: vata vatsa, making the banyan tree a calf, vanapataya, the trees, pritak, different, rasamayam, in the form of juices, paya, milk, giriya, the hills and mountains, himavat vatsa, making the Himalayas the calf, nana, various datun minerals, svaon, shanushu, on their peaks. Translation: the trees made a calf out of a banyan tree, and thus they derived milk in the form of many delicious juices. The mountains transformed the Himalayas into a calf, and they milked a variety of minerals into a pot made of the peaks of hills. Text 26. Sarve sva mukivat sena, sve sve patre pritak paya, sarve kama dugam pritvim, duduhu pritu bhavitam. Synonyms: sarve, all, svamukya, by their own chiefs, vatsena, as the calves, vesve, in their own, patre, pots, pritak, different, paya, milk, sarva karma, all desirables, dukham, supplying as milk, prithivim, the planet earth, duduhu, milked out, pritu bhavitam, controlled by King Pritu. Translation: the planet earth supplied everyone his respective food. During the time of King Pritu, the earth was fully under the control of the king. Thus, all the inhabitants of the earth could get their food supply by creating various types of calves and putting their particular types of milk in various pots. Purport: this is evidence that the Lord supplies food to everyone. As confirmed in the Vedas, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman, although the Lord is one, he is supplying all necessities to everyone through the medium of the earth planet. There are different varieties of living entities on different planets, and they all derive their eatables from their planets in different forms. On the basis of these descriptions, how can one assume that there is no living entity on the moon? Every moon is earthly, being composed of the five elements. Every planet produces different types of food according to the needs of its residents. According to the Vedic Shastras, it is not true that the moon does not provide food and that no living entity is living there. Text 27. Evam pritav adhaya pritvim anada svavam atmana doha vatsadi bidhena chirabedham kurudvaha. Synonyms: evam, thus, pritu adhaya, King Pritu and others, prithivim, the earth, anada, all living entities desiring food, su ana, their desired foodstuff, atmanam, for self-preservation, doha, for milking, vatsadi, by calves, pots, and milkers, bidhena, different, kshira, milk, bedam, different, kuru, adva, Uddhava, the king of the Kurus, or chief of the Kurus. Translation, my dear Vidura, chief of the Kurus, in this way, King Prithu and all others who subsist on food created different types of calves and milked out their respective eatables. Thus, they received their various foodstuffs, which were symbolized as milk. Text 28. Tato mahi pati prita sarva karma dugham pati prithu duhit ritve chakare mam premna duhitri vatsala. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, Mahipati, the king, Prita, being pleased, sarva karma, all desirables, dukham, producing as milk. Prithu, King Prithu, duhitritve, treating as his daughter, Chakara, did, imam, unto the planet Earth, premna, out of affection, duhitri vatsala, affectionate to his daughter. Translation, thereafter, King Prithu was very satisfied with the planet Earth, for she sufficiently supplied all food to various living entities. Thus, he developed an affection for the planet Earth, just as if she were his own daughter. Text 29. Churneyan svadanus kotya giri kutani rajarat bhumandalam idam vainya prayas chakre samandribu. Synonyms. Charnayam, making into pieces, swa, his own, danu kotya, by the power of his bow, giri of the hills, kutani, the tops, Rajarat, the emperor, Bhumandalam, the whole earth, Edom, this, Vainya, the son of Vena, Praya, almost, Chakra, made, Saman, level, Vibhu, the powerful. Translation. After this, the king of all kings, Maharaj Prithu, leveled all rough places on the surface of the globe by breaking up the hills by the strength of his bow. By his grace, the surface of the globe almost became flat. Purport. Generally, the mountainous and hilly portions of the earth are made flat by the striking of thunderbolts. Generally, this is the business of King Indra and the heavenly planets, but King Prithu, an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not wait for King Indra to break up the hills and mountains, but did so himself, using his strong bow. Text 30. Atasmin Bhagavan Vainya Praja Nam Vritida Prita Nisa Niva San Kalpayam Chakre Tatra Tatra Vitar Tata. Synonyms. Ata. Thus, Asmin, on this planet Earth, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Vainya, the son of Vena, Prajanam of the citizens, Vridita, who supplies employment, Pita, a father, Nivasan, residences, Kalpayam, suitable, Chakra, make, Tatre, Tatra, here and there, Yata, as, Arhata, desirable, suitable. Translation. To all the citizens of the state, King Prithu was as good as a father. Thus, he was visibly engaged in giving them proper sustenance and proper employment for sustenance. After leveling the surface of the globe, he earmarked different places for residential quarters, inasmuch as they were desirable. Text 31. Gramam Pura Patan Nani Durgani Vividani Cha Goshan Vrajan Sashir Biran Akaran Keta Karvatan. Synonyms. Gurman, villages, Pura, cities, Patanani, settlements, Durgani, forts, Vividani, of different varieties, Cha, also, Goshan, habitations for the milkmen, Vrajan, pens for cattle, Shashibiran, with camps, Akaran, mines, Keta, agricultural towns, Karvatan, mountain villages. Translation. In this way, the king founded many types of villages, settlements, and towns, and built forts, residences for cowherdsmen, stables for the animals, places for the royal camps, mining places, agricultural towns, and mountain villages. Text 32. Prakpritor iha naivash vaisa pura garmadi kalpana yata shukam vashanti sma tatra tatra kutobaya. Synonyms. Prak before Pritho, King Pritu, Iha, on this planet, nah, never, Eva, certainly, Asha, this, Pura, of towns, Gramadi, of villages, etc., Kalpana, planned arrangement, Yata, as, Shukam, convenient, Vishanti, smile, lived, Tatra, Tatra, here and there, Uktabaya, without hesitation. Translation. Before the reign of King Pritu, there was no plan arrangement for different cities, villages, pasturing grounds, etc. Everything was scattered and everyone constructed his residential quarters according to his own convenience. However, from the time of King Pritu, plans were made for towns and villages. Purport. From this statement, it appears that town and city planning is not new, but has been coming down since the time of King Pritu. In India, we can see regular planning methods evident in very old cities. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many descriptions of such ancient cities. Even 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna's capital, Dwarka, was well planned, and similar other cities, Mathura and Hastinapur, now New Delhi, were also well planned. Thus, the planning of cities and towns is not a modern innovation, but was existing in bygone ages. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Pritu Maharaj milks the earth planet, end quote.